Ocean FM.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Ocean FM, the IBA, and funded by Commission Le Mans with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
On Ours to Protect today, we're going to join local groups at a Woodland Day in Clunamahan's Native Woodland Park, organised by the Power to Change project, which we first spoke about here a few months ago. But before we turn towards Clunamahan, community groups in Donegal might want to prick up their ears, as I've some good news for them. Donegal County Council is launching a new funding programme to assist local groups to carry out projects that centre on climate change, and applications to the fund can be made up until the 22nd of March. You can find out more about the scheme and discuss ideas that could be part of it by coming along to the public information sessions on Donegal's Community Climate Action Programme across the county between now and the end of the month. And if you have a particular idea, or even if you're just interested in the topic, it is worth finding out more. There's a session tonight in Dunloe at 7 p.m, and between now and the 30th of January, there'll be more evenings in Carndonagh, Stranorlar and Donegal Town. If your community is interested in climate change, you can also check out the wide range of resources designed specifically for you by the Power to Change project, which is based at ATU Sligo. Native trees is one of the topics that they're taking on, and Yvonne Lang organised a Woodland Day to give a flavour of what can be done using government funding. We're going to join them in Clunamahan Native Woodland, where the HSE, Western Forestry Co-op, Quelcha and Sligo County Council have come together to plant a native forest and provide a fabulous recreational space for the public. We'll hear a lot more about Clunamahan in a minute, but first, forest ecologist Saoirse O'Donoghue gives a bit of background as to why groups might be interested in planting native trees.
At the moment, 11.6% of Ireland is under forestry. The European average is about 35%. And we have targets to have 18% coverage by 2050. Forests are one of the best sinks for carbon. So there's a huge opportunity here to increase the amount of broadleaf planting. So this is all in the new forestry planting programme from 2023 to 2027. A lot of these alluvial woodlands are now going to be approved for this in the Woodlands for Water scheme and in the Native Woodland scheme as well. We're trying to promote smaller woodlands as well. And there's better grants available too, which will really promote them. And it really depends what you want to do with it. Do you want to use it for nature, to have biodiversity in your backyard, or, you know, are you looking to get some timber out of it? So there'll be some thinning, or, you know, it really depends on what you want to achieve. You know, some people might want to plant for biomass and have a hazel that they'll coppice, you know, for that purpose. So there's lots of different things that you can do with your native woodland. But you can put in bird boxes and bat boxes to support, wildlife settling into it. And you can even infuse your dead wood on site with fungal spores to create a foraging potential for the future. What it is a great opportunity for communities to come together to plant woodlands as well. And that is something that connects communities too. So what we'll have is more of these smaller plantations of native woodlands in community areas with walkways and access for the public.
At each of all the entrances into the woodland, there's just a map so people can orientate themselves, know where they are.
Forest at Clunamahan is a spectacular example of what can be achieved through the forestry programme, with a bit of imagination and a lot of determination.
The Irish cedar that I was saying, grown in Cavan, milled in Leitrim, made in Mayo and planted in Sligo.
Here's Marina Conway of Western Forestry Co-op, who manages the site.
So the HSE themselves here owned some 200 acres. 105 acres of that now has been created into the new Native Woodland Park. 100,000 trees planted, 100,000 native trees have been planted into Clunamahan. And just when you're walking around, bear in mind, they've had two growing seasons. We only planted it last year, so they've had two growing seasons and they're really thriving. 4 kilometres of new paths have been put in and a bit of a forest road. 5 kilometres of deer fence has been put up around the site. And we also installed a forest playground. This down here is Quilchhead, had 15 acres of sitka spruce that they recently felled, and they're going transitioning that to native woodland, replanting with native woodland, and to put some paths and trails in there as well to open it up. So the accessibility element here was hugely important. Obviously, this being the Centre for Disability Services for the Northwest. So with the paths that we put in, with the seating that we put in, with the playground that we put in, disability was really important. So phase one was the creation of the woodland. And then phase two was going to be the native woodland conservation, our model forest that we're planning to do. And I'll go through it in a minute. Quilcha is replanting their native woodland and Sligo County Council's amenity plans with regards linking to the Clooney Greenway and the N4 upgrade. We're aiming to create a model forest on this land. Basically, we're planting the 20 acres under the 10 of the different forest types. So people are going to be able to walk, come up and walk in and see the different forest creation types that are available for landowners and farmers, that we can bring landowners in and educate them and farmers about what's possible.
Without seeing it for yourself, it's hard to appreciate what's on offer here. However, visiting Clunamahan certainly gave those that were there a real taste for woodland.
It's just incredible, and just to be aware that there's so much good work happening, like people don't even know Clunamahan is here, and certainly didn't know there was so much diversity in the woodlands, like the native woodland and then around the lake and the new woodland, I think they called it. But what was really interesting was to hear like the government funded stuff. We provide activities and supports to people coming through mental health recovery. So often you'd hear the suggestion or the advice that you should get out for a walk, you should go connect with nature, you should do all those things. Just so inspiring.
When you see, talk about health promotion, social inclusion and healthy living and walks and everything that keeps you out of hospital, and it's a saving for the HSE, yeah. Really. It's education, it's health, it's recreation, it's biodiversity, it's forestry, yeah. It's environment, it's climate change. Look, so it ticks all the boxes.
It's about like working together to serve the greater good, and I think it's an amazing project. I'm leaving here inspired about what's possible in our own land.
I'm involved with Having a Laugh charity, so we're looking at ways to partner with the Power to Change project, both tapping into the potential for the forestry side of things, but also building up a network with other community groups, and we're looking at potential for developing the service that we offer through the assistance and the connections that we can make here.
Ray O'Folu from the nature restoration charity Home Tree also spoke to the groups on the day. Now, he encourages any local group to dip their toe into the world of native trees, and that's with or without government funding.
People can be put off by the layers of bureaucracy which exist, sometimes for spurious reasons, but sometimes because we've made mistakes with woodland creation in the past. And, you know, for small groups just getting started on the journey, this can be kind of overwhelming. You can start really small, buy a bag of 50 or 100 trees, even distribute the trees out to your community group. They'll plant them in their garden, and I guarantee in 3 or 4 years, they'll have a new relationship with alder or birch, or because they'll see it grow, they'll see new insects come and land on it. And that, in and of itself, inspires other broader actions, you know. So definitely, like, I think there was interactions between people today, I guarantee, will lead to further positive actions out in the landscape.
Of course, the very best way to see what all the fuss is about is to take a trip out to Clunamahan for yourself. You can also log on to Power to Change through sligoppn.com, where by the end of the month there's going to be a lot more information for individuals and communities that are interested in planting trees. Even one tree is a fantastic way to contribute to our climate change effort. Finally, if you're interested in nature-based solutions to climate change, you might like to head to Enniscrone this Saturday morning. A number of different experts are going to be there with the Clean Coasts group, taking in the river, the beach and the dune system between 11 a.m. and 1 o'clock. And don't worry, if the weather doesn't cooperate, the Family Resource Centre at Enniscrone will host everyone instead, providing shelter from the elements. All comers are welcome, and it does promise to be a really interesting morning. If you can't make it, I'll do my best to bring you more from there in the next couple of weeks.